Hello. Today I'd like to explain from Buddha's teachings a most wonderful practice. How, when we are experiencing suffering, we can use this experience to remind us of the suffering of others, take our mind off ourselves, think about the suffering of others, and wish them to be free from their suffering. This is the most beautiful mind of compassion. And when we have compassion, our mind is always at peace. So how does this work? So suppose we're experiencing suffering, difficulty. We think, here's myself. And we imagine, for example, 10 people. And we ask the question, who is more important? One single person or 10 people? And we honestly reply. We would all agree that 10 people are more important than one. For example, if there are 10 people suffering and one person suffering, the 10 people suffering are more important than just one, ourself. So when we use the word important, what does this mean? It means their happiness is important, their freedom from pain, suffering, and problems is important. So 10 people suffering, their freedom from suffering is more important than the freedom from suffering of just one person. So if we carefully think about this, we can go further. We can think about 20 people. They are more important than one, ourselves. Or 40 people. Or 100 people. Or even move our mind to think about all living beings. So if we can think about all others, then why do we worry about our own suffering? We're just one person. Others are many. We should worry about all these others. So we think all other living beings' happiness is important, more important than my own. Their freedom from suffering is more important. Then we wish for all living beings to be happy and free from suffering. So when we think, I am suffering, this reminds us so many other people are also suffering. And we think, I want them to be happy. May they be happy. I want them to have no suffering. May they be free from suffering permanently. And we try to stop thinking about ourselves alone and instead have compassion for others. When we wish for others to be free from suffering, this is the precious mind of compassion. And we hold it. This is training in compassion, the good heart. This automatically reduces our worry, our pain, and makes our mind peaceful and positive. Such is the power of compassion. So we need to experience this. So in summary, whenever we experience difficulties and suffering, we try to think, so many people experience greater suffering and difficulties than I do. We then wish for them to be free from their suffering and in this way develop compassion, a good heart. And this good heart always brings good results. So today, whatever problems, difficulties, mental pain, physical pain we experience, we let that suffering be a reminder of others' suffering. And we think so many people experience greater suffering and difficulties than I do. Because this is the truth. Then we wish for them to be free from their suffering. This wish is compassion, a good heart. It always brings good results. So perhaps today you'd like to try. Thank you for listening.